You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Copper is running the board on this Veterans Day. Hey, Miss Copper, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's super rainy here, but still good day.
Super rainy. I mean, I think, okay, here's your weather forecast. If you're in North Alabama, you are likely wet. That's your forecast right there. You are either just got wet, you're about to get wet, or you're wet right now. But yeah, nonetheless, we drive on, right? Hey, we got a great show lined up. I'm pretty excited about it, to be honest. And Copper, get that triple dipper sound effect ready. But folks, I'll just tell you right now, we're going to spend a lot of time focusing on veterans today. We will definitely jump into some other things. But at 3 p.m. In that same vein, though, we are going to have Casey Wardinsky, retired Army colonel, now congressional candidate, calling in. At 4 p.m., we got one of my favorite segments, the Grand Council, with my brethren Dale Jackson, who is a veteran himself, by the way, and Jeff Poor. And we'll do the Grand Council at 4 p.m. Right now, though, I got a triple dipper. Hit it, Copper.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
All right, so the triple dipper for the day. Listen, it is Veterans Day, and so I am going to spend some time. Number one on my triple dipper is going to be spread out throughout the show. I decided that what I wanted to do was make you aware of how many Medal of Honor winners we have had right here in the state of Alabama, 33 if I'm not mistaken. And so I'm going to spend time reading the citations for various Medal of Honor winners throughout the show, just intersperse them. That's number one of the triple dipper, but it's Medal of Honor winners in your backyard. There you go. Number two, yep, we didn't get to it yesterday because the show got so full. But I'm going to touch back on a topic that I had planned on doing more of yesterday, critical race theory. Critical race theory is getting beat up right now, and I am glad. So we're going to talk about critical race theory a bit and where it is in today's lexicon. And then number three, spending priorities. Spending, spending, and more spending. But how much spending capability do you have right now with inflation on the rise? We're going to talk about that. So there you go. Triple dipper, Medal of Honor, critical race theory, spending. But, listen, as I get into today's Right Side Way, today is Veterans Day, and that I want that to be the prime focus of today's show. Today is Veterans Day, and really, in my opinion, I'll be honest with you, every single day is Veterans Day. I mean, so much of what we enjoy is built upon the sacrifices of men and women who did hard things in hard places to ensure our ability to not just survive as a nation, but to actually thrive as a nation. But it's fitting, though, in my opinion, that we do have a day set aside on the calendar to say thank you, to bring those sacrifices into the forefronts of the minds of people everywhere. I've got a small sign on a shelf in my study at home. It's not even as big as a standard sheet of notebook paper. It's a small sign that hung on the wall next to my father's desk for nearly all of my life. It has the image of one of his combat patches on it, the Black Horse from the 11th Armored Cavalry Regiment. And it says, quote, "You have never lived until you've almost died, and for those who fought for it, life has a flavor the protected will never know." When Agent Orange exposure finally caught up with my dad about 8 years ago, I took the sign off his wall and I put it on my own. It's not an ostentatious or prideful statement, it's not. It's not a reflection meant to be imposed on someone who has not been in the military, it's not. It's a truly humble statement of personal reflection. It's a reminder that having gone into harm's way makes you appreciate the peace all the more. It's a true statement that life is so much more meaningful when you've been placed in a position that puts life in actual jeopardy. Now, I grew up in an Army family. Generations of my folks have served and are serving now, and it's something that I observed, something that was noticeable and woven into the fabric of my life. There were, you know, odd keepsakes in the house from all points around the globe, periods of time when folks were gone, long-distance calls from overseas, visiting the unit, you know, on a family day, attending the occasional promotion or award ceremony, never questioning what Dad was going to wear the next day to work because uniform means uniformity, showing my ID card to get into the PX as a kid, missed birthdays and holidays, and then making them up later on the calendar. It's an upbringing that some folks apparently find to be somewhat disruptive, but it resonated well with me. And looking back on my generational family service, let me just tell you, Just a few years ago, I found the World War I discharge certificate of my great-grandfather on my mother's side. He was with the 81st Division. The back of the certificate lists the campaigns he was involved in, and there were several. I was told that he was gassed in the trenches. He didn't like to talk about his experiences. But nonetheless, his service did not impede his son, my grandfather, from entering into the Army himself. My grandfather was George McBride, an engineering graduate from what is now Auburn University, and where he also got his commission as an Army officer in 1942, from which he went straight from there to World War II. And after basic officer training, he went on to be assigned to what became the 82nd Airborne Division, and later from there to the 18th Airborne Corps. Granddaddy Mac, we called him, was a glider rider, that extremely dangerous side of the already dangerous paratroopers who rode into battle in little flimsy gliders. And I asked him once when I was a young paratrooper myself, what was it like to be in the glider troops? He said, boy, it was the most god-awful thing man ever invented. My grandfather went on to serve for over 30 years. He was an engineer on the early hydrogen bomb projects. He was a project manager for the Hawk missile at a young upcoming place called Redstone Arsenal. And he later became the commanding general at Redstone Arsenal. He was the Corps logistics officer at Quy Nhon in Vietnam under General Westmoreland, and he retired in the early 70s as a general officer so he could do a little fishing in his bass boat, and it was well earned. My own dad entered the service in the early 60s after being commissioned as an Army officer at what is now University of North Alabama. Dad served for 21 years, which included two highly decorated tours in Vietnam, first as an advisor to the 22nd Arvin Infantry and later with the 11th Cav. After Vietnam, my father chose to enter into Army Research and Development, spending the latter part of his career deeply involved in project management at what used to be called BIMSCOM, which means the Army Ballistic Missile Defense Systems Command, right here at Redstone. He worked on things like the Hellfire missile, which is still in use today. And he retired in the 80s, despite being tapped to be promoted to full colonel, so that he wouldn't have to move me in my senior year of high school. He worked as a defense contractor thereafter, on the Star Wars missile defense programs. He was actually selected thereafter to serve in the Reagan administration as a Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Research and Development. He had a long career in the private sector, and he even served as finance director for the state of Alabama. He was the best man at my wedding. I look back on these men, and that's what they were. They were men in the true sense. Not at all toxic, but certainly masculine. And I realize that even when they weren't intentionally teaching me something, that they were still teaching me. A big part of the decision for me to enter the service myself was based upon having had such favorable and admirable views of it growing up. There was no regret. There was humility and pride in being a part of their family, an expectation of doing what was necessary not because they told me I had to, but because they had modeled it for me and I wanted to. They had a military bearing, but yet they were always still Dad and Granddad. So for 30 years, I wore the uniform of the U.S. Army myself. Whether on active duty or in the National Guard, in war and in peace, in the field and in garrison, and I missed a lot of events. I missed some birthdays and school events for my own kids, and I've got the bruises and the scars and the aches and the pains that come from an active lifestyle, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. My own family, my wife, my son, my daughter, have each had their say, and have each been ultimately and amazingly supportive, and they made it easy, or at least easier, to go and to do that which I was called to go and do. And now my own son is a young captain, recently selected from promotion to major. Having already twice served as a company commander in a brigade combat team, he's making his own way and doing a dang fine job at it too. So maybe it's in the blood, but it's also in the memories of watching it and experiencing it and respecting it. So on this day where we set aside a spot on the calendar to honor our veterans, I say thank you for your willingness to do that which you were called upon to do. The world is better because of all of you. God bless our veterans. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's something else when you stop and think about how much we would not have right now were it not for people who went before us, who put on boots and went to places they'd never been to before, to do things they never dreamed of before, to preserve that which we have. And I'm thankful. Thankful to be among them to some degree, but really just thankful because of what all they've given to us and the chance that I have to keep going on and love my grandkids because of this Veterans Day that we celebrate today. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.